Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Warren Buffett Way. We believe that almost everyone has heard of the famous sage of Omaha, Warren Buffett. He was once named as the richest man on the Forbes World's Billionaires list in 2008, and has been included as one of the top three for several consecutive years. It is said that if you want to have lunch with him and listen to the teachings of the Sage of Omaha, you have to pay millions of dollars. Even so, there are still people who spare no expense. Berkshire Hathaway, the company he manages, ranks among the top 500 companies in the world. Its stock price has skyrocketed and has at times exceeded $300,000 per share. When the company convenes a shareholders meeting, thousands of investors rush to Omaha to attend just to see their idol in person. Why has Buffett continually been at the top of the world's billionaires list and become an idol in the investment world? You might think the answer is obvious. It's because Buffett is good at investing and his investment performance has outperformed the Dow Jones Industrial Average for decades. Buffett has used his time to prove his value in investment philosophy. Listening to his teachings is like standing on the shoulders of a giant. However, have you ever wondered why Buffett is so good at investing? Is it because of his inherent investment talent? In fact, Buffett was not as legendary when he started out as he is now. He was merely a small shareholder in the stock market just like us. He would get depressed when stock prices decreased and happy when they increased. After many years in the stock market, he formed a methodology, and he has used this methodology to gain the numerous achievements that we have previously mentioned. Today's Bookie The Warren Buffett Way will unlock Buffett's methodology for us and help improve our investment skills. This book starts with Buffett's education experience, reviews how his investment philosophy was formed, and comprehensively summarizes his investment ideas. The book uses these concepts to analyze Buffett's famous investment cases, allowing us to better understand his investment concepts. The writer of this book, Robert G. Hagstrom, chief investment strategist and managing director of a well-known American company, is known for writing about Buffett and Munger's ideas. Besides this book, he also wrote The Warren Buffett Portfolio and Latticework The New Investing. This book sold over 1 million copies and spent 21 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Next, we will share with you the essence of this book in the following four parts. Part 1, Three People That Influenced Buffett's Investment Theories. Part 2, Buffett's First Investment Theory, The Tenets of Choosing Stocks. Part 3, Buffett's Second Investment Theory, Portfolio Management Methods. Part 4, Buffett's Third Investment Theory, How to Avoid Psychological Traps When Investing. First, let's take a look at Part 1, Three People That Influenced Buffett's Investment Theories. Earlier, we said that Buffett was once a small shareholder in the stock market just like us. So, how did he become the Sage of Omaha? Other than relying on his own intelligence, Buffett also had three great mentors: Benjamin Graham, Philip A. Fisher, and Charlie Thomas Munger. Let's talk about Graham first. Graham was the first investor to prove that stock selection can be based on theoretical methods. Before he did so, stock investment was considered a pseudoscience like gambling. His status in the field of investment is equivalent to Einstein in the field of physics and Darwin in biology. Buffett and Graham's connection arises from Graham's book The Intelligent Investor. Buffett later described reading the book as experiencing enlightenment. Under the spell of this book, Buffett traveled thousands of miles from his hometown to the university that Graham was teaching at. At the university, Graham not only taught Buffett the difference between investment and speculation, but also taught Buffett an important investment saying, "Don't lose." Graham believes that an investment operation is one which, upon thorough analysis, promises safety of principal and an adequate return. Operations not meeting these requirements are speculative. For example, people generally think that buying a bond is an investment. However, in Graham's view, if you buy a junk bond, you can neither guarantee the safety of the principal nor have a satisfactory rate of return. So, it is speculation. Another meaning of keeping the principal safe and ensuring a reasonable rate of return is to not lose money. It is not easy to do this. All investments will have risks. In this case, Graham proposed the margin of safety theory to deal with this problem. The margin of safety theory means establishing a margin of safety before investing, and then investing within this margin to ensure the principal's safety. Graham provided two ways to establish the margin of safety: buying stocks during an economic slowdown or choosing stocks that have prices lower than their intrinsic values. The first method is difficult to carry out. It depends on opportunity. Therefore, instead of focusing on waiting for the economic slowdown, Graham said it is better to spend time on finding cheap stocks. To use the second method well, the first thing we need to do is understand what an enterprise's intrinsic value is. Graham believes that the intrinsic value depends on the company's assets, profits, dividends, and future profitability. He also derived a formula to calculate a company's intrinsic value, which is to multiply future expected profits by a suitable capitalization factor. Since the company's future sales, prices, and costs are difficult to predict, the intrinsic value is not an accurate number but a rough estimate. Graham believes that if, after a rational analysis, it is found that the stock price of a company is much lower than its intrinsic value, then holding this stock will definitely bring in money in the long run. Graham's theories had an important influence on Buffett in the early days of his career. He made Buffett understand that stocks are not just about trading papers. There is true corporate value behind them. By following Graham's investment theories, Buffett made a lot of money in the early stages of his career. But at the same time, Buffett also found that when he invested based on Graham's theory, it was often difficult for him to cash out. For example, let's say that you buy an enterprise worth $10 million for $8 million. If you cash out successfully, you will profit $2 million. You can only gain a considerable profit if you sell the company at $10 million. However, in reality, you may have to wait 10 years to benefit from this deal. In this case, your average annual return is very low. In this regard, Buffett concluded, "Time is the friend of the wonderful company, the enemy of the mediocre." How can this problem be solved? To learn how, we need to talk about Fisher, the second person who had an important influence on Buffett. Like Graham, this teacher of Buffett was also a master investor. He was one of the pioneers in the field of growth investing and is known as the father of growth investment strategy. He is highly respected and praised on Wall Street. Fisher's investment philosophy can be seen as being completely opposite to Graham's. He believes that as long as a company has great prospects, it is worthwhile to invest a large amount of capital in them. In other words, Graham is willing to spend $1 to hold on to something that is currently worth $2. Fisher is willing to spend $5 to hold on to something that will be worth $50 in the future. The problem in Fisher's investment method is how to judge whether a company will continue to develop well in the future. In this regard, Fisher proposed two methods: buying a good company and working with good management. Buying a good company means investing in companies whose sales and profit growth rates have consistently been higher than others in the same industry. Choosing to cooperate with good management is beneficial, because management with foresight can anticipate the market prospects of products early, deploy strategies in advance when the industry trends change, and prepare for transformation. Such management not only allows the company to survive, but also allows the company to be sustainable, bringing long-term benefits to shareholders. For example, the Aluminum Company of America was able to grow and develop because its leaders foresaw the rapid development of the air transport market and prepared in advance to promote the sale of aluminum products in that field. Although Buffett was exposed to Fisher's theory very early on, the real executor of Fisher's theory was Munger. In Munger's view, paying a reasonable price for a great company is far better than paying a cheap price for a mediocre company. Under his influence, Buffett went beyond Graham's theory. The acquisition of See's Candies was the first good quality company that he bought. See's Candies has always adhered to the concept of never sacrificing quality. After decades of development, in the 1970s it became the most important candy shop chain on the west coast of the United States. At that time, the company had $10 million in cash. However, the purchase price suggested by Buffett consultants was as high as $40 million, which meant that its net price was $30 million. The purchase price was 3 times the company's net assets and completely disobeyed Graham's investment theory. Surprisingly, Munger believed that this seemingly high-priced acquisition was a good deal. Under Munger's persuasion, Buffett bought the company for $25 million. 10 years later, they received a bid of $125 million for See's Candies, which reaped huge profits for Buffett. So far, we have learned about the three people who most influenced Buffett's investment philosophy. In the beginning, Buffett was influenced by Graham and liked to look for companies whose stock prices were below their intrinsic values. As the market changed and Buffett grew, he found that while this method was good, it was difficult to follow completely. To solve this problem, he took the advice of Fisher and Munger. He learned to pay for good companies and was willing to buy companies with great potential for a fair price. Under the influence of these three masters, Buffett continued to improve his investment skills. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.